Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When you understand yourself and how you operate, you can use this as a building block to build a fulfilling relationship. Knowing yourself means knowing your core mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical values that drive your behavior and your path in life. My guest today, Dr. Eleanor Haspel-Portner, is an expert in guiding clients to a new level of self-understanding that could help them have a truly satisfying relationship where core values align. Dr. Eleanor believes that successful relationships rely on each person having a strong sense of their individual selves, so that they could find a partner who shares more than just common interests, but common core values that create the foundation for a life together. She's here to talk to us about her approach to self-understanding and how we can use that awareness to navigate our relationships. Dr. Eleanor, so happy to have you with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
So I know for so many years you have worked with couples and creating an alignment between them. How do we, the people listening, how do we become self-aware so we understand that we can have that relationship that is ultra satisfying and that's sustainable?
One of the keys of having a successful relationship, one that feeds the soul and the mind, feeds the whole being, is to ask some key questions prior to getting into a relationship and to know oneself. Now, sometimes and often having early relationships give us awareness because we can then look at that relationship and learn from it.
Right.
But when people are beginning to get into a relationship or starting to date, I usually ask them to make a list of their deal breakers, the things that would eliminate somebody from them wanting to have a relationship with. And to do that and sort relationships fairly quickly. So as an example, when my husband and I met and were on our first date, he asked me out to a nice restaurant. We met in India, so it was an unfamiliar territory for us. But
yes.
he asked me out to dinner, and we went out to dinner, and this was the late 70s. We met in 1978, and he ordered the meal he wanted to share with me, et cetera, which was all lovely. And then when the check came, he didn't make a move. And I said to him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm playing." And I got up and I left.
Wow.
And he ran after me, put the money down very quickly, and came after me and said, "What just happened? I don't ever want that to happen again." And we talked about it. But that was a defining moment because it said, "I won't be mistreated. I expect certain things. I want to be treated as a lady. I want to be taken care of." That was very important, and that took a lot of courage. I don't know that I would have been able to do that 5 or 10 years before that.
Right. So you basically taught him through your behavior how you wanted to be treated and what your expectations were.
And so, having respect and listening is very key, not only listening to the other person, but listening to the self.
Right. And a lot of people, I feel like, you know, they listen to themselves instinctually. They know what they want. But for whatever reason, they go against it because fear of, you know, not being liked, fear of, you know, not finding someone else and all these silly fears. But really, it keeps people very stuck from really getting authentically what they want out of a relationship. So what are the key questions that you mentioned earlier that we should ask ourselves in the beginning?
Well,
of the
key question that I ask my clients to look at are, what are my core values? What would the deal breakers be? Things like, if somebody wants to have children and they meet someone who doesn't or isn't certain that they want children, that's a deal breaker. If somebody wants to live in a city and the other person isn't willing, isn't in that city and won't move to that city, that's a deal breaker. But also, once an individual identifies what they want, it's very important, I think, in a relationship to see each other as monitors for each other. When you assess that you're on core values in sync, you need to align mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically as well. And keep in mind that the spiritual value, the spiritual self, the respect for the soul, the sensibilities, the perspectives, and the trust of that in the other person. So if your partner says, that's not right for me, you don't push. You honor that, respect that. That's intimacy. So all layers need to align.
Right. And to know yourself first, so that you know how to teach somebody what is a non-negotiable for you, or what is, some of us are very sensitive to certain things. We communicate in different ways. How do you feel about communication styles? Because I know that a lot of men and women, whatever your relationships are, whether they're, just starting or been married a long time, how much should we work on our communication so that we both understand one another?
Communication is key. And I like to use the Parent Effectiveness Training book by Tom Gordon, which is a very old book, but I think one of the best books on communication, because he lays out the formula for active listening and teaches roadblocks to communication. And there are only three components in communication. If something's not right, you can change yourself, you can change the other, or you can change the environment. And assessing which of those fall into the category you're dealing with, I think, are important. So learning skills of communication, very critical, and also clean questioning, like, what do you want to have happen? So not interpreting, but being clear with what you want and then listening. So there's a volley between the two people.
Right. I think that's so key, clear questioning, because I think a lot of us get into discussions with our partners or in relationships, no matter what the relationship is, and it's like you go in circles and you don't really get to the core of what you want to happen or what the solution could be. So that's fantastic for people that are listening to the clear questions like that. Do you feel like through understanding yourself, is there any tips or tools that we can, start today if we really want to better understand ourselves? You mentioned meditation earlier. Do you recommend people reading and talking to therapists or, getting help in that way?
I think the first order of business is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to look at yourself honestly? And I am more than happy to do a short consultation with any of your people listening if they call me and tell me that they have listened to the show. I'm more than happy to look at their chart and to do a short assessment.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Eleanor. You could find Dr. Eleanor at beyondhumandesign.com and noblesciences.com. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.